Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. Wait till you hear this. My guest gets caught up into the heavenlies and eavesdrops on conversations between Jesus and Father God. And then he is like an actor on a stage. He just acts out what they've been saying. Isn't that what the Messiah taught? I only do what I see my heavenly Father doing. My guest comes from a non-religious home. Good parents, but a non-religious home. And at age 12, he had a defining moment. What happened?
Well, at age 12, I went to visit my grandfather and again, didn't know anything about Jesus, didn't know who he was, and had a visitation from the Lord where he appeared to me. And I've sought for years to describe that experience. The only thing I can find in Isaiah 6, where it says, I was undone. I literally felt undone. I had not committed any great sin, but I just knew that I had need of him. And the feeling was overwhelming. He walked up to me, put his hand on my head. It literally burned like fire. And he said, I've called you to the nations. And I just began to weep uncontrollably.
When he put his hand on your head, people use adjectives flippantly. You said it felt like a fire. Did it really?
It literally felt like fire, like my head was on fire. In fact, I closed my eyes and started weeping. And when I looked back up, he was gone, but I could still feel his hand on my head.
Now, you said to me that many times since that time, when you feel the fire on your head. As a matter of fact, you know what it sounds like, Shavuot, Pentecost, mm-hmm. When flames of fire came on the heads of the people mm-hmm. that were praying? Do you think that was the same fire?
I think it exactly was the same fire, and here's the reason why. A week later, I invited my parents, my grandparents, everybody to church, and I went to the altar to receive something. I didn't know what I was going for, and the preacher said, what are you here for? And I said, I don't know. He said, have you received the Holy Spirit? I said, no. He came down, put his hand on my head, exact same place, same fire hit me. I fell out. I never even heard of anything called the Holy Spirit. I began to speak in a heavenly language, and when I came to, I heard the loudest screaming you could ever hear, and my mother and daddy were in the altar. Well, it's hard. They were being delivered and set free. And God healed our family, touched my dad's life, changed our whole world, turned it upside down, took us out of poverty and took us into wealth. I mean, God literally turned it, and it was the same fire. It's the same fire that I feel right now sitting here talking with you.
Do you feel that fire on your head now, out of curiosity?
I feel it right now. I felt it all day. I felt it for the last 3 days since I known that I was coming to film this program with you.
Well, here's what I believe. I believe that fire of God is on your head right now. And I believe that if you will pray, miracles will break out right now.
You're closer to a miracle than you think you are. And in the name of Jesus, I release the power of God into your situation. All you need is one touch from Him. And He's closer to you than your own breath. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over every illness, over every disease, over every bondage, no matter what's going on in your life. I release the power of God into your life, into your situation. Rise up and be set free in the name of Jesus Christ.
You were a young man. Your father died. Your mother is terminal. You're at the end of your rope, and the only thing you know to do, even though things look bad in the natural, is worship God. You go into your music room, you take your guitar, you're worshiping God. What happened?
The only way I know how to describe this moment is I was caught up into the realms. People have asked me, was it heaven? And I can't say. All I can say is I was caught up into the heavenlies. And God began to show me things in the Scripture that I had studied for years as a pastor, as a leader of a church, built great churches, but didn't have a revelation of the supernatural realm. And God began to release that revelation to me. This lasted for over 7 hours. 7 hours later, when I came back to myself, I was still sitting in that same chair with the guitar. And I had just determined in that moment, Sid, that my mother was dying. We had just had a man who was blind that had been healed. We had had a man with a shortened limb that had grown out. Over 20-something people been healed of cancer in our service, in one service. A little girl with eyes that were crossed. We literally watched them. And this is so hard not to weep, but we literally watched them uncross before our eyes. She took her thick Coke bottle-like glasses off. She could see still to this day. She's a teenager now in our church. Could see. And I prayed and prayed and asked God to heal my mother who was dying. And I couldn't seem to get a miracle. And so I just made a statement, God, no matter what happens, I'm going to worship You because You're God no matter what. But Satan, I want you to know something, that no matter what happens tonight, you will never take my song. You can't take my praise, and you can't take my worship. And I just went crazy and started praising God.
You didn't go crazy. You became normal as defined by the Bible. And I believe there are people watching us right now, and you're going through situations like this, and you're saying, God, where are You? And I tell you, the same thing that Shane told you. You are God. And my peanut brain doesn't have all the facts. But if I had all the facts, I would get down on my face. I would repent for doubting God. And I would worship Him the way Shane did. And I would be normal. Yeah. Normal as defined by the Bible. We're going to come right back and find out some of these mysteries that God revealed during this 7-hour visitation. Don't go away.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free Healing Scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, Shane Warren is caught up into the heavenlies. 7 hours, and he's taught how to change the atmosphere through worship. He's taught why we should worship. He's taught what happens when we worship. He's implemented what he's taught in his own congregation. That's why he sees so many miracles. As a matter of fact, you've got to tell us about that blind person, and you had all the students, and you told the students, come up, I want you to look at this person's blind eye. Tell me that story.
We have a school of ministry. I feel like God has called me to help make the next generation aware of the supernatural. and we were in a church in the southern part of the state in Mississippi. I was preaching there, and this lady come up, needed healing. I felt like God told me, interrupted me, and said, I want you to pray for the sick. She came up. She had a milky eye. Her eye was almost looked like it didn't have a pupil at all. It was very milky. She could not see out of that eye. And it, for the first time in my life, you know, I've prayed for the sick and ministered to the sick ever since I've been a Christian and been especially a preacher. But the first time, Sid, I knew that I knew that I knew that this woman was getting ready to get her sight in that eye, that God was going to heal her. So I called all of my students. We had numerous students. I said, come right now. I said, I want to show you the power of God. We're not just preaching the gospel. We're demonstrating the gospel. I said,
now, wait a second. You are sticking your neck out. Yeah, I mean, can you picture this? He has all these students. Come close. I want you to watch. Not after the fact. Before the fact. That is chutzpah. That's a Hebrew word for nerve.
Well, I just knew I had this confidence, this confident knowing in God, and I came behind me, and the Lord just whispered these words in my ear. He said, just say, let the eye look straight on. And so I just spoke to the eye, and I said, eyes, look straight on. And as soon as I said that, all of a sudden, this milky substance began to dissolve, and you could see a pupil forming quickly and clearly in that eye. Several of the students started running backwards. The lady began to scream and yell, I can see, I could see, I could see. You know, you believe, you say you believe in the supernatural, but then when it happens, it catches you off guard. It's so wonderful, isn't it? Keeps Christianity so exciting. And so they run backwards and start saying, oh my, oh my. Everybody in the place starts rejoicing, and people get saved, come to the altar as a result of this woman getting her miracle. It was glorious.
Those students will never be, ever be the same.
Normal church and normal Christianity, normal living is not an option for them, because now they know the supernatural is real.
Okay, tell me some of the secrets you learned during that 7-hour visitation about worship.
One of the things the Lord showed me is that so many people are unaware of the spirit realm. In fact, I feel like it's my life call to make people aware of the spirit realm. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul makes a statement that we need to be careful how we conduct ourselves in church because of the angels. There's angels that come together. And so when I was caught up in this place, I started seeing the working of angels as people were worshiping Him. And as I was praising God, God was showing me the release of these angels toward my situation, as well as I was seeing in other situations. I had been praying for people in my church as a pastor, very burdened for them, and I was literally seeing angels running toward them with the miracles that they were believing God for while they were in times of private worship. That was just one incident, one example of what I was seeing in the spirit realm. It started opening my mind up to the supernatural. And then God began to show me keys. He showed me what Jesus does while we're worshiping. He showed me what Jesus does in a worship service while we're worshiping. He showed me the atmosphere of heaven, what happens when we start worshiping, the response the angels have, the response God the Father has, the response Jesus the Son has. And as I was seeing this unfold, it dawned on me that we come to church and we do all of these religious calisthenics, I call them, but we're not really aware of what's going on in the spirit realm. And if we really knew the power of praise and worship, that it has so much supernatural ability and releases the supernatural in our life, and people are ignorant. The Bible says, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. There is not a lack of abundance. There's only an abundance of ignorance. There's more than enough of God to go around. He's El Shaddai. He's the God of too much.
Now, can I, you have this atmosphere in your congregations. The leaders of Louisiana said it's the place to be because of the atmosphere of God you have in your congregation on Sunday morning. Can we have that same atmosphere in our homes?
Every single person right now in this studio audience, every single person watching right now by television can have this atmosphere every day of their life, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They can walk in it. They can live in it. This is what the Apostle Paul talked about when he said, we were positioned in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The problem is we don't know who we are in Christ. And Galatians chapter 4 says, you can be an heir of everything, but if you have a mindset of a child, Satan will treat you like a slave. And so many of the children of God are living like slaves because they're ignorant of basic biblical principles that tell us who we are in Jesus Christ and how to access the heavenlies.
I'm going to tell you something. Shane accesses the heavenlies. He hears conversations between Jesus and God the Father. In fact, he was telling me about a conversation he heard recently. He then just was an actor on a stage, released it at a meeting of pastors. He knew the pastor's name. He knew the pastor's city. He knew the pastor's address. He knew what was going on in the pastor's life. It wasn't he was so smart. He eavesdropped on that conversation. I want to find out about this when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Shane Warren wants to reveal keys on how you can access the heavenly throne room where nothing is impossible. Call now and get Shane Warren's empowering and life-changing book and three-part audio CD teaching series, Keys to Unlocking the Heavens. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9245. Through his powerful book and three-part audio CD teaching, you will learn how to live a stress-free life every day, increase your awareness of the invisible heavenly realm, and experience an increase in miracles, signs, and wonders. Deepen your intimacy with the Holy Spirit and take your relationship with God to a far deeper level. Strengthen your heart to withstand dark seasons and watch the circumstances supernaturally turn around. Learn how to access the throne room of God. Begin to worship in a way that heaven cannot ignore. Learn the keys that cause angels to assemble and be released to do battle on your behalf. Finally, access your healing, your miracle, and your breakthrough. Shane prays a powerful prayer of impartation for you to experience the same heavenly throne room encounters he has partaken of time and time again.
It's time that you entered this ancient mystery. It should not be a mystery for you anymore. Jesus personally taught him how to live a life of worship, how to access the throne room 24/7, how to operate in the favor, the healing, the freedom of God. I want this in your hands. I want you to be an overcomer.
Don't miss out on getting Shane Warren's empowering and life-changing book and three-part audio CD teaching series, Keys to Unlocking the Heavens. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9245. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9245 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Shane Warren had a defining moment when he was just 12 years of age. He learned how to access the presence of God, but he couldn't really teach it to others. He really didn't have a handle on it. No one else was talking about it. You told me during the break, what is your greatest joy?
Well, it's really what the Scripture says my greatest joy should be, is to hear the voice of the Father. That was Jesus' greatest joy, was to hear the voice of the Father and to respond to that voice. And that should be our greatest joy as well. The Bible says the voice of the Lord is upon the trees. It's upon the rivers. It's upon the rocks. It's upon the mountains. The voice of the Lord is speaking clearly. The Bible says there's 10,000 voices in the world, and none of them are without significance. But there's only one voice that'll really change your life. And so every believer needs to practice hearing the voice of God and learn how to hear the voice of God.
One of the things that you told me is when you're by yourself and you want to hear the voice of God, you want to be caught up to the throne of God, there's certain things you do. Would you teach us on that?
Absolutely. In fact, I had been practicing this for years, and then a teacher came to our church, a dear friend, Bob Sorge, great preacher, came to the church and began to teach on worship, and he started giving me keys of things that God had been showing me. I just didn't know how to put it in words, but it's really simple. It's in Hebrews chapter 4, Hebrews chapter 10. The Bible says we have access into the presence of God by the blood of Jesus. Every believer, because of the blood and the sacrificial work of Christ, has access into the throne room. Hebrews chapter 10 says that by the sprinkling of blood that we can come into the holiest place in the universe. The holiest place in the universe is not just the throne room. Angels are in the throne room, but those of us who have been redeemed get to go deeper. There's a whole nother relationship with the redeemed. So we get to go not to the throne room, but we're invited to come be seated in Christ in heavenly places, to the throne itself. So I simply, in my private time, I say, Lord, I quote Hebrews chapter 10, Lord, sprinkle my conscience with your blood. The number one thing that keeps people out of the presence of God is they fail on a daily basis and their evil conscience tells them they're not worthy to come into God's presence. But the blood of Jesus is what makes us worthy to come into the presence of God. So I say, Lord, sprinkle me with that blood afresh anew. Wash my conscience. And then I just ascend and make my way. And I say, Daddy, here I am. I'm back. I'm back to be in your presence. And then I go...
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Do you do this by faith or do you do this... It happens so often, you know that's what's going to happen. I mean, what is going on?
Everything,
I'm logical.
Sure,
I want to understand.
Sure. Everything spiritual is accessed by faith. It doesn't have to be understood to be partaken of. Why do we have to always explain the mysterious? Sometimes God just wants us to step out in faith and enter into those places that some men just feared to trod. And so what I've done is I've just said, I'm normal enough to believe if God said I can have this, I'm going to have it. And so I say, Lord, by the blood, you said to come boldly to the throne of grace. I don't have to back in. I don't have to be scared of anything. Jesus died on the cross to give me access to the very throne of God to obtain mercy and help in a time of trouble. So just by the blood, I just barge in. You know, when my son at 22 years old comes to my house, he doesn't knock on my door. He doesn't ask me if he can get anything out of the refrigerator. He just barges in and gets it. Do you know why? Because he understands the power of sonship. And when you understand the power of being a son and what the blood has bought for you, you can make your way into His presence at any time. You can do it at the factory while you're working on the line. You can do it in the car driving down the road. You can do it in church or you can do it in your house in the kitchen while you're washing dishes. I do it all the time and every believer has that right. This is the right of every saint.
You know what it reminds me of? There was a book I read many years ago called Practicing the Presence of God. Was it Brother Lawrence?
Brother Lawrence, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Honestly, I've never read that book. All I did was read the Bible. And the Bible tells me, the Bible tells me what the holiest place of the universe is. In John chapter 1, the Bible says Jesus dwelt in the bosom, the lap of the Father. And I said, you mean I've been given an invitation by the blood of Jesus to the holiest place in the universe? And the holiest place in the universe is the lap of Daddy? Well, when I used to be a kid and I would get off the bus, I would run to my grandfather who sat on the front porch just to jump into his lap. It was my greatest joy. And God the Father said to me, well, you're a son. Then why can't you just run by the blood to the throne and jump in my lap? Like you did your grandfather, because I'm better than your grandfather. I'm a better father than your grandfather or your dad, and I've given you this invitation. We have an invitation by the blood of Jesus into the holiest place of the universe. And when you get there, God's talking to the Son, and the Son's talking to the Father, and then you can do what Jesus did. Jesus said, I don't do anything lest I hear the Father say it, or I don't do anything that I don't see Him do. That's how Jesus lived, and that's how every believer needs to live.
I want you right now to be like a little child. In order to have this access, there's only one requirement. You have to tell God you're sorry for the mistakes you've made in your life. And you have to believe the blood of the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the whole world has washed you clean. And you have to make with your mouth a profession. Jesus, You are my Lord. Say that out loud right now. You say that out loud. Jesus, you are my Lord. Believe in your heart. You've already spoken with your mouth. And you shall be a child of the living God with access to God. Go jump in his lap right now like a child. Right now.
Do you know people who have been praying for their breakthrough without seeing any results? Have you wondered when your healing, miracle, or breakthrough will come? At 12 years old, Jesus appeared to Shane Warren, laid his hands on his head, and imparted to him the fire of the Holy Spirit. Shane received supernatural keys on how to access the heavenly throne room, where nothing is impossible. Now Shane Warren wants to reveal these secrets to you. Call now and get Shane Warren's empowering and life-changing book and three-part audio CD teaching series, Keys to Unlocking the Heavens. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9245.
God has designed us to experience the supernatural. We're designed to not only experience but manifest the miraculous. We are essentially supernatural spiritual beings. I can help you unlock the keys to the supernatural power of God so that you can operate in the supernatural and the miraculous for yourself.
Through his powerful book and three-part audio CD teaching, you will learn how to live a stress-free life every day, increase your awareness of the invisible heavenly realm, and experience an increase in miracles, signs, and wonders. Deepen your intimacy with the Holy Spirit and take your relationship with God to a far deeper level. Strengthen your heart to withstand dark seasons and watch the circumstances supernaturally turn around. Learn how to access the throne room of God. Learn how to enter into worship as spiritual warfare to pull down every stronghold of the enemy. Begin to worship in a way that heaven cannot ignore. Learn the keys that cause angels to assemble and be released to do battle on your behalf. Finally, access your healing, your miracle, and your breakthrough. Shane prays a powerful prayer of impartation for you to experience the same heavenly throne room encounters he has partaken of time and time again.
When you come into that access of the throne room through the power of praise and worship, demonic strongholds, demonic chains begin to fall off your life as the garment of praise is exchanged for that demonic force.
It's time that you entered this ancient mystery. It should not be a mystery for you anymore. Jesus personally taught him how to live a life of worship, how to access the throne room 24/7, how to operate in the favor, the healing, the freedom of God. I want this in your hands. I want you to be an overcomer.
Don't miss out on getting Shane Warren's empowering and life-changing book and three-part audio CD teaching series, Keys to Unlocking the Heavens. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9245. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9245 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest had a download from heaven for this generation, and he's going to share the words from heaven that will cause you to be a world changer.